KSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Good afternoon, everyone, and you're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is George Bashan, and welcome to today's show. This episode is called Beyond the Instrument: How Technology Changed the Way We Make Music. In previous episodes, we explore how music changes through fusion and cultural exchange. Today, I want to focus on another major force behind musical evolution: technology. The way we create music has changed dramatically over time, where instruments like synthesizers, samplers, and computers have allowed artists to create sounds that didn't exist before, while also changing the way we think about what music can be. Throughout this hour, we'll move through early electronic music, synth pop, ambient sound, sampling, digital production, internet-based genres, and experimental approaches to sound. Instead of only asking what instruments musicians are playing, this episode looks at how artists can use technology itself as part of the creative process. So let's get into it. First up, we're going to do three sets of songs, and we're going to do first an early electronic synth music one, which is Dirt by Compander. Let's get into it. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Dirt by Compander. Next up, we're going to do a synth-pop song, Stalker, by Sorry Girls.
Whisper and sweet defeat.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Stalker by Sorry Girls. Next up is our third and last set of the song. It's going to be an ambient music, which is Oriri by Kyra Liz Coverdale. Thank you. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just listened to Oriri by Kara Liz Coverdale. So this first set looks at how technology expands the possibilities of creating music. So as we can see with the first song, which was Dirt by Compander, this one has early electronic music, which changes the idea on what a musical instrument could be. So instead of using traditional instruments, artists can create sounds through electrical signals, synthesizers, and electronic processing. And then the second one was Stalker by Sorry Girls, which is a synth pop music genre which uses electronics that brought many of these ideas into a more accessible format, and it combines electronic instruments with traditional songwriting structures, and it shows that electronic sounds didn't have a way to exist only in the experimental spaces. They can also become part of pop music itself. And then the third one you just listened to are Riri's by Kara Liz Coverdale. This one is ambient music that took the idea even further by focusing less on traditional melodies and more on the atmosphere, the texture, and creating a feeling or environmental change through sound, which this one out of the three is my favorite so far. And these genres show that one of the biggest changes technology brought to music is its ability to create entirely new sound worlds. But before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Alright, so we're going to do our second set of songs next. It's going to be in different subgenres of electronic music. So the first one we're going to do is a hip-hop sampling electronic genre, which is The Rain by DJ Unknown. Thank you. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard The Rain by DJ Unknown. Next up is going to be a mixture of sound collage and plunderphonics electronic subgenre music, which is going to be with the song that we're going to play next is Mist on the Mountain by Maps and Diagrams. Let's see how we can listen to this now, if we can see if the sound collage is inside.
Thank you.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Mist on the Mountain by Maps and Diagrams. And as you can see here, it uses a mixture of sound collage and Plunderphonics music. And what we listen to is it's built from loops and it's found from different sound sources, and the album focuses on subtle variation, decay, and repetition, which I find really nice. Now for our third song on the second list is going to be right here, Stay Here With Me by Moonlight Ransom. Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Stay Here With Me by Moonlight Ransom. Now, this second set that we have explores one of the biggest changes technology brought to music, the ability to transform existing sounds into something completely new. Now, what we've listened to is hip-hop sampling, plunderphonic sound collage, and modern electronic production in the second set. So the first one was The Rain by DJ Unknown, which uses sampling, which changed the way the artists approach recordings. So if samples, instead of only creating new material from scratch, musicians could take pieces of existing recordings and reshape them into some new compositions. So hip-hop producers especially helped develop this by turning small sections of songs, sounds, and rhythms, as you heard with The Rain by DJ Unknown, into the foundation of something new. And then after that, we listened to Mist on the Mountain by Maps and Diagrams, which uses sound collage, and Plunderphonics, which pushed the idea into treating recorded sound itself as the material itself. Anything from old recordings to everyday noises can become part of the musical piece. And then the last one we heard was Moonlight Ransom's Stay Here With Me, which continues this idea by allowing artists to manipulate almost every part of a sound, from individual notes to entire environments, which I find really, really nice with electronic music. And technology didn't just create these new genres, it changed the way that artists think about creating music itself. But before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
My name's Eric Swanson, and I'm a dad of two young girls. It was a game changer when we learned that $10 a day childcare was being offered to both our kids. And we want all BC families to have this option. To get there, BC has to do three key things. Pay fair and consistent wages for all childcare educators. Transition all existing programs to $10 a day. And plan childcare expansion more like we do schools and hospitals. BC's on the right track, but we need to go faster. Go to 10aday.ca to learn more.